Your first day of radiation therapy is coming up, and you're feeling nervous. That's completely normal. Maybe you're wondering, will it hurt? What do I need to bring? How long will it take? In this episode, we'll walk you through exactly what happens on day one. We'll share practical tips to make it smoother, and we'll help you face your first session with confidence. Welcome back to The Healing Beam, part of the Under the Beam family. I'm Jared Hirschberger, a medical physicist and the founder of Under the Beam. My goal is to help patients and their caregivers understand radiation therapy, reduce anxiety, and feel empowered during treatment. Today, we're focusing on your very first day, the nerves, the unknowns, and the steps you can take to feel prepared. Remember, the first day is almost always the hardest mentally, simply because of the unknown. Our goal is to remove those unknowns right now. Before you even leave your house, a little preparation can go a long way toward reducing stress. Think of this as getting ready for a very important, highly technical daily appointment. First, confirm your schedule and arrival time. Your first day may take a little longer than subsequent treatments due to paperwork and final checks, so plan for extra time. Make sure you bring your ID, your insurance information, and a list of all your current medications and supplements. Second, wear comfortable, loose clothing. The golden rule is to avoid metal near the treatment area. This means no underwire bras, no large belt buckles, and minimal jewelry. Metal can slightly distort the radiation beam, and more importantly, it can interfere with the daily imaging we use to verify your position. Many clinics provide a gown, but loose tops and sweats make the process much easier. Finally, focus on mental prep. Take a few deep breaths right now. Remember that your care team is highly experienced and they know you're nervous. They are there to guide you. It's important to understand that normal nerves are completely okay. Try this simple visualization technique. Close your eyes. Picture yourself walking into the clinic and being greeted by a friendly face, successfully completing the short, painless session, and walking out feeling relieved, one step closer to your goal. A little mental rehearsal can dramatically lower your baseline anxiety. Tip for listeners: treat this like your first day at any new place. A little preparation goes a long way. When you arrive, the process is similar to any other medical visit. You'll check in with the administrative staff, and you might have to fill out some final consent forms. A nurse will likely take your vitals, blood pressure and temperature, and perform an initial check-in to ask about any symptoms or concerns you've had since your last consultation. The most important people you'll meet on your first day are your radiation therapists. Sometimes these roles are called technologists. These are the highly skilled individuals who operate the machine and deliver your treatment every day. They are the constant, friendly faces of your care. They are experts in patient positioning and are highly compassionate communicators. They are also trained to notice subtle changes in your well-being. Don't be shy about introducing yourself or asking them to explain their console monitors. They will be explaining the process and sounds of the machine throughout the session. The radiation therapy waiting room is generally a calm, quiet place. Unlike some other medical areas, it often feels more like an office waiting area. This is because most patients are in for short, routine visits. Use this time to read, listen to music, or simply practice your deep breathing. Remember that everyone in that room is going through the same daily process. You are part of a community. You're not expected to remember everything on the first day. So ask questions and know it's okay to pause and take a breath. The staff are used to nervous patients. They've treated hundreds, if not thousands, of people before you. Now let's talk about the moment you walk back to the treatment room, often referred to as the vault. This room houses the linear accelerator, or LINAC for short. That's the large machine that delivers the radiation. It can look intimidating, but remember, it's just a highly precise tool. The radiation therapists will ask you to lie down on the treatment couch. This is the part that typically takes the longest. They will use the markings or immobilization devices that were created during your simulation appointment. That could be that special plastic mask or body mold, to ensure you are in the exact same position as the planning scans. This is the critical step for accuracy. They'll spend time adjusting the table height, the angle of the gantry, that's the arm of the machine, and using small lasers or lights to align the machine perfectly with your markings. They may take a final quick verification image, often called a port film, or even a cone beam CT. This image confirms that the tumor and the organs at risk are exactly where the plan expected them to be. This is a crucial safety check. Once everything is verified, the therapists will leave the room. They won't be in the room for imaging, but they may come back in for final adjustments, and then they will step out for the treatment. This is necessary as a safety protocol because they cannot be exposed to the radiation beam. You will be alone for the few minutes that the beam is on, but you are never unattended. The therapists are watching you constantly on closed circuit television cameras and listening via a two-way intercom. You can speak to them at any time, and they can stop the machine instantly if you need them to. When the machine starts, you might hear a low hum, perhaps some clicking or buzzing sounds, and the gantry may rotate around you. This is the machine executing the planned angles for your treatment. The key point to remember is that the radiation beam itself is completely invisible and completely painless. You will not feel any stings or any other physical sensation whatsoever. The only thing you need to focus on is lying still and breathing normally. The actual time the beam is on is usually very short, often less than 5 minutes total. The rest of the session time is spent on that meticulous setup. Tips: ask if you can bring headphones or listen to music or an audiobook. If you feel tense, try to relax your shoulders and focus your mind on a comforting thought or visualization. When the session is over, the machine will stop. The therapists return inside the treatment vault, and just like that, you've completed your first radiation session, which is a huge milestone. As you sit up, you might feel a little stiff from lying still, or perhaps a minor wave of fatigue, but this is usually from the adrenaline and anxiety of the first day, not the radiation itself. The radiation works at a cellular level. It does not produce immediate physical effects. The therapists will typically give you your next appointment time and answer any final questions you might have. It is essential to ask your nurse or therapist when your first follow-up visit with the oncologist is scheduled for. These weekly or biweekly check-ins are crucial for managing side effects, which tend to build gradually over time. For the rest of the day, focus on self-care. Hydration and rest are and will be your best allies. Drink plenty of water and plan a slightly easier schedule for the first few days while your body adjusts to the new routine. Most importantly, allow yourself a moment to celebrate completing your first session. You faced the unknown and you conquered it. That's a huge mental win and a big step forward in your treatment journey. Now that your first day is behind you, hopefully it's all a little less intimidating now. Remember, preparation, knowledge, and support make a big difference. If you're still dealing with the first day blues, check out my blog for more details at underthebeam.com. And if you want personalized one-on-one guidance to work through your specific treatment plan questions and fears, my coaching program, Phys Assist, is here to help patients and families navigate each step of the radiation journey with a focused, supportive plan. Thanks for joining me on the Healing Beam, part of the Under the Beam family. Until next time, remember, nerves are normal, but knowledge is the antidote to fear. We're here for you, Under the Beam.